There's a small room tucked in an inconspicuous spot here at Community Health East. A lot of people won't ever know it's there. It's called the Center of Hope. It's where Robin Huberta, a forensic nurse examiner, spends her days.
As a forensic nurse examiner, I care for victims of violence who come through the emergency department.
The cabinets contain sexual assault kits, blood tubes, there's a single chair with stirrups, and a couple cameras for documenting injuries. Huberta holds one with a bright blue light on the front of it. She flips off the room's overhead light.
This is to look for body secretions.
It's one of several procedures she may go through with people who've gone through traumatic experiences. Huberta says she does her best to be supportive. She sees all types of patients, including those who are victims of human trafficking.
We have a really unique role in healthcare that at some point these trafficked victims are going to need some type of medical treatment from a physician, whether it's to get antibiotics or to get on birth control or get pain medications or need a suture or something like that.
Huberta says simply recognizing a patient is being trafficked is difficult. They don't always know they're being trafficked, and their trafficker could be a significant other or even family member. But identifying cases is critical. According to the nonprofit anti-trafficking group Polaris Project, hospitals are the third point of access for those experiencing trafficking, right behind interaction with family and friends and law enforcement. So family nurse practitioner Christina Currier says getting healthcare workers the training they need is key.
It's not just physicians and nurses, it's security, it's the intake people, the triage people. Every point in that healthcare system, someone would be able to recognize if they're trained properly.
There are barriers in making that happen, though. Kate Kimmer works with the Indiana Coalition to End Sexual Assault. She says there's a lot that goes into training healthcare workers. It's not just teaching them to notice the red flags.
Okay, great. Like, you can tick a box, I identified somebody. But, like, seriously, then what? Who's your law enforcement partner? Who's your service providers you're referring to? How can you get that person help if they want it? Right? I mean, that's a kind of a bigger part of the conversation than just identifying.
And the next challenge is time. Healthcare providers are busy, so locking them into a comprehensive training seminar isn't easy. Members of the Indiana Protection for Abused and Trafficked Humans Task Force are launching a 90-minute webinar that hospitals can use to help their employees get the information they need and at a time that works for them.
That would be kind of that general call out that people could watch anytime and check their knowledge, make sure they know their knowledge, and would have access immediately to certain referral pathways and resources within the state of Indiana.
Depending on what your background in healthcare is.
A healthcare working group for IPATH gets a first look at that video, which includes information about trafficking laws and red flags. It also breaks down the stereotypical illustration of human trafficking.
Look at who your kids are going to school with. That's what human trafficking looks like. It looks just like you and I do.
Facilities across the state can use the webinar, then hospitals can request more training. An IPATH trainer would work with selected hospital staff, then those folks would take ownership of the training in their facility from then on out. Experts say it's a more sustainable and comprehensive way for hospitals to get on the same page. And Huberta thinks it's a step in the right direction.
We need to talk about how it impacts our community and how these people are coming through our hospitals and how we can make a huge difference with protecting them.
She says after receiving some training, community staff members identified more than a dozen trafficking victims in 2017. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Lindsay Wright.